audience here today. I wanted to brief you on several exciting changes for our community. As we continue to climb out of this pandemic, I want to reflect briefly on where we've been and where we're going, and say thank you to those who have been on the front lines. And then I want to leave you with a challenge for the next 6 months. I believe cities should be a platform for innovation, for excellent public service, for entrepreneurs and human potential. After all, we are the proving ground for keeping our communities safe, for incubating new businesses, and innovating community solutions to community problems. These priorities have been reflected in my work for the last 6 years. After all, local government is closest to the people it serves. And that's why I'm so proud of everything that we've accomplished. Together, we've laid the groundwork for the current success that we're having. 2 years ago, I started working with the mayors of Kansas City and St. Louis and Springfield, along with Governor Parson, to keep our communities safe with a new witness protection program, rapid access treatment centers, and keeping guns out of the hands of juveniles and repeat violent offenders. And then COVID happened. But it was that framework that helped us navigate the pandemic with a priority on local control. That collaboration also helped us ensure generational investments in the Columbia region, like funding for a new I-70 bridge at Roachport, final federal funding for the Columbia Regional Airport, the next-gen precision health complex, and new highway improvements with a local and state cost-share program. These projects show what can happen when people work together, good people work together, at the local, state, and federal region to get things done. As most of you know, I pledged to make city government open, honest, and transparent with a new transparency policy and online tools that help taxpayers see public records faster and where the city spends every dollar. Because transparency in our finances, in our policy making, in our decision making is the foundation for restoring and maintaining public trust in government, with clear expectations for ethics and integrity among our public officials. And when the public and the taxpayer has confidence in their government, we are able to accomplish much more than we can as individuals. For example, in addition to the airport, we've completed work start to finish on the new Molly Bowden Neighborhood Policing Center, the first police headquarters in the nation to be named after a woman. We built a world-class farmers market thanks to the partnership with MU Healthcare and public investment from the city and private contributions. And thanks to that partnership between the University of Missouri Athletics Department and the City of Columbia, we have a premier cross-country course for premier athletes. In fact, Columbia, Missouri will be hosting the NCAA Championship in 2025. We've dedicated a new bocce ball court for gold medal Special Olympians right here in Columbia. And we've dedicated scores of stops on the African American Heritage Trail. Because as mayor, I promised to make our government and our economy work for everyone. And that's why I'm committed to ensuring equity and diversity in our community. You know, since April of 2016, the council and I have voted to appoint over 380 talented women to boards and commissions in the city of Columbia, including the first two women, including Curator Winokur, to serve on the Water and Light Advisory Board since it was created in 1964. And we now have a new commitment to make sure that our boards and commissions look like the community we serve. You know, 3 years ago, the city hired a new city manager and charged him with a challenge to diversify his cabinet and begin succession planning with two deep leadership in each city department. And now, thanks to the steady leadership of a new city manager and a new police chief and a new deputy city manager and new HR director, our city reflects the community we serve and the values that we share. When I took office, the city of Columbia had a C- on the Human Rights Campaign's Municipal Equality Index. But I pushed for equality and non-discrimination changes. Our city, the University of Missouri, the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, our largest employers adopted a statement of community principles to reject discrimination that helped Columbia earn a perfect score for the last 5 years in a row. Columbia is one of only two cities in the state and one of only 78 in the country to have that perfect score. And businesses and families take note of that. And speaking of scores, it's no wonder Columbia is consistently ranked in the top cities in the nation. This summer, Columbia was ranked as one of the top 25 best places to live in the U.S., and I couldn't agree more. But we are also ranked as one of the best college towns in America, and a great place to retire, and the most educated city, and the best place to start a business, and the best place for working women. And in the current political reality, welcoming cities like Columbia are more important than ever. Because when we make Columbia a welcoming place to live and work, our economy responds enthusiastically. People want to move here. They want to send their children to college here. They want to start and move their business here. Since I was elected mayor, we've recruited and retained thousands of new jobs with a capital investment of over $500 million. We've added high-wage, career-making, family-supporting jobs at Dana Corp and Aurora Dairy and Kraft and soon-to-be Swift Foods and Beyond Meat. We've welcomed new startups like Thermavant and Equipment Share and more to Columbia's growing economy. And thanks to careful stewardship of that economy and our city's finances, we've transformed government by prioritizing our employees so that we can add police officers and firefighters and new fire stations and public health professionals and safer and smoother streets without raising taxes. In fact, I voted against every tax increase and utility rate increase and every TIF subsidy that takes money away from schools and our libraries. And for the last 18 months, we did all of this while combating a pandemic. You know, being mayor during a pandemic should be measured in dog years, because the last year has felt like seven. We committed early on to follow the data and the science, to be prepared but not panic, to follow the advice of public health professionals, not public opinion or political pressure. And when our city's first case became the state's first death from COVID-19, we accelerated testing thanks to MU Healthcare and because of our healthcare infrastructure in Columbia. We became the first community to test our own county's results, saving precious quarantine time. We were the first city in the state to adopt mask protections. And now, thanks to all of you, we have the highest vaccination rate in the state and the lowest hospitalization rate. Columbia has been a leader in the state and in the nation in our COVID pandemic response. But as the pandemic has taught us, change is inevitable. In 2016, it was my honor to step up and serve as mayor of the city I love. But after 10 years on the Historic Preservation Commission, including 6 years on the Downtown Leadership Council and nearly 6 years as mayor, the time has come for me to step off that stage. I will not be a candidate for mayor next year. When I decided to run for mayor in late 2015, I told my wife and probably myself that it's really only a meeting every other Monday. Well, in fact, I've missed only one city council meeting in the last 5.5 years, and that was the day after New Year's Day in 2017. When what started out as one meeting every other Monday has turned into over 1,100 individual and community meetings and events, I've conducted over 2,300 media interviews, and as of yesterday afternoon, received over 36,000 emails, all of which I read and most of which I try to reply to. Every day is consumed with the honor and responsibility of being your mayor. I don't know how to do it any other way. It's what this job demands, and it's what a growing and vibrant city requires. I have enjoyed every minute of serving as your mayor. I've put my skills and talent and hearts to work for this city. And I've enjoyed working with each one of you. And that's why I invited you here today. I am proud to leave a legacy of growth and opportunity and equality for everyone in Columbia. But that pace is just not sustainable with new professional responsibilities and opportunities that I look forward to next year. But let me assure you, my public service is not ending, and I look forward to continuing to serve our city and our state. I am so grateful to City Manager John Glasscock and City Clerk Sheila Amon, two professionals that love this city and have dedicated their lives to serving our community and our citizens. John's quick thinking, authenticity, and decisiveness has been key to our success, and I can't imagine leading the last 18 months without you as our city manager. And I can't imagine the last 6 years, Sheila, without your organization and institutional memory and professionalism and integrity and independence. To Chief Jones and Director Stephanie Browning, you have kept us safe and led the police department and the health department through unprecedented times. Together, our community has the best leaders who help us in times of calm and in times of crisis. Now our city and our community are safer, stronger, healthier, and more transparent than we've ever been. So here's my commitment for the next 6 months. I'm going to continue to work hard every day to finish what we started and place Columbia on an even stronger foundation by making generational investments in mental health and public safety and technology that gives everyone the opportunity to thrive, by making sure the next mayor and the next city manager and the next city council is committed to the key priorities in our strategic plan, including organizational excellence and having a resilient economy, reliable infrastructure, inclusive communities, and safe neighborhoods, and to make sure that our city is strong and healthy as we emerge from the greatest public health threat and education threat and economic threat we have encountered in the last century. My challenge to you is this. Our country is more divided than ever, but at the very heart of the word community is unity. As mayor during the historic COVID-19 pandemic, I saw the value of unprecedented partnership and collaboration and communication between our city, colleges, and university, our emergency responders and healthcare providers, navigating the pandemic and making difficult decisions concerning in-seat classes and isolation, quarantine, and mask and vaccine requirements and health advisories, and then communicating those decisions with one voice, saved lives. But that decision-making framework of collaboration should happen not only during times of challenge, but also during times of well-being and opportunity. As our community continues to pull out of this pandemic, we must build on these relationships to emerge even stronger than before. It's important to me and most transparent to announce this now so that candidates for city manager know up front there's going to be a change in leadership, so that aspiring mayors, some of which may be in this room, have the opportunity to organize their vision for Columbia's future, and so that the public and department directors and my colleagues on council understand better my bias for action and what I hope we can accomplish together in the next 6 months. Let's work together, but let's get started. I know I'm not alone in feeling a sense of urgency to fix the serious systemic inequities that our pandemic has revealed in the community. With the American Rescue Plan funds, we have a chance to help those struggling with the unique challenges of this century and create an even more level playing field for everyone in our community. That's why expanding broadband is so important to me, so that students who lack access to affordable high-speed internet and small businesses working hard to compete for online sales, we have the opportunity to make Columbia attractive to entrepreneurs and startups. And that's why I'm pushing so hard for a shelter that offers not just three hot meals and a cot, but help finding a job and permanent housing. And one of the worst parts of this pandemic has been its impact on mental health. Let's work to build a rapid access treatment center that serves everyone in crisis. And while we're at it, let's help our police officers reduce violent crime, specifically gun crimes, with community violence interceptors and initiatives to reduce violent crime that hurts our families and our community's potential and puts our police officers at risk. We now have the chance to make higher education more affordable for every family in Columbia and prepare every student for a career by expanding early college initiatives so that every Columbia Public School scholar has the chance to graduate high school with an associate's degree and either enter the workforce or enter college with 2 years under their belt. Finally, let's pass the Wayfair fix. I worked hard to pass this at the state level, and now the City of Columbia and Boone County need to step up and level the playing field and fix the structural inequality in our current sales tax law that gives out-of-state businesses an unfair advantage against our local retailers and mom-and-pop stores. More importantly, this is a permanent and long-term adjustment, a long-term revenue adjustment that helps Columbia avoid future sales tax increases. And because all of this money is general revenue, it means it can be spent on police and fire and streets, the basic priorities we all expect. We have so much to look forward to here in Columbia. And if we continue to strengthen and protect our neighborhoods and improve our city's infrastructure and public safety services and ensure the transparent and responsible use of taxpayer dollars, Columbia's best days are ahead. I'm so grateful that you are here today. Thank you for attending. Happy to answer questions with the media in the back of the room later. But for now, let's get to work.